Two verses this weekend I'd like to speak about this homily. The first is from Jesus. Actually, the next section that we listened last weekend, remember how Peter was the rock of the church. And this time, Peter was saying, you know, God, that's not going to happen. You know, you're not going to die. And Jesus went right back to Peter. And what the words I want to listen to today, you are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. That's the first line for today. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. And the second is very similar from St. Paul, who wrote to the Romans. Quote, "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God." When St. Paul was talking about the age, he was talking about the world or their culture. And we've had different quote-unquote ages through all history. In every place you could see good things and challenging things, you know, holy things versus sinful things. I want to start with an image today of my experience recently. I dropped my cell phone, and so the screen is like broken. Now, it was an iPhone 4, for those of you that have iPhones. Supposedly that's old, way in the day. But I want to keep it as long as I can. So now I'm kicking around, well, do I get a new iPhone? How do I do it? I mean, some of you might know this already, but maybe some of you don't. To buy a new iPhone, do you know how much money that is for a cell phone? It's like $750. I'm thinking, do I really want to buy that type of a cell phone? You know, and today, as I'm talking to my parents about this, looking it up, and the good things and the challenging things, it is hard for me to think, should I get this, as I'm wearing a chasuble from Ghana, Africa, that money like that could be helping somebody to drink, like real water. I mention that because that's a big thing in our quote-unquote age. I mean, that type of technology, for some, that's just normal. That's an average thing. But St. Paul would ask us, even today, to conform ourselves to be transformed by the renewal of our minds, that we may discern what is the will of God. And really, in my own personal, I haven't made a decision on this phone, but I need to continue to pray and discern what God's will is in my life right now. Another thought is that in our culture, we have some challenging things for us as Catholics. A big time is our morality. Now, listen to Jeremiah the prophet. He was preaching to the Israelites in their age, if you will. And he says, "All the day I am an object of laughter, everyone mocks me." I mean, imagine you, I mean, it's hard enough for me as a priest with all of you, but go around in the public and say, "Hey, we Catholics, we're against abortion. Or we believe that marriage should be a man and a wife, a man and a woman. Or we should not think that pornography is a $1 billion business in our culture." I mean, you could think about just the list of things that we can focus. And it can make people persecute us if we believe actually what we believe. When we talk about big issues, the hot button issues, I first remember, we never judge, we never condemn. But yes, we should learn what is true and what is false, what is right and what is wrong. I love the quote that we've probably heard from several years, decades. We want to know the sin, but we don't judge the sinner. We should never judge anyone. But as a Catholic Church, we should open the doors to what is true. What St. Paul talked about, to be purified, to know God's will, not us, because we are not God. There's another great quote that I love to talk about these big issues. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, quote, "There are not 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive the Catholic Church to be." If we dive in and we learn and grow and study and bring it to the light of things that are challenging in our own lives, the more we will experience God's love and mercy and compassion. I hope that you can all study. I don't mean hours and hours every day on your knees. I'm talking about big issues, not to just look at the 15 clips or the 15 seconds on the internet or see the headline in a newspaper, because that is human thoughts, human words. But look at God's words. For instance, the Bible. To continue to read the Bible, to read the readings for the Mass, or your own daily lives and your prayers. And the second is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's a cool book. It's not necessarily a novel, but on the back of it, it's this index of all big issues that's going on. And you can just look it up, and it'll put you right back to a paragraph or a chapter to learn what God is saying. Because most of the Catechism of the Catholic Church is from the Bible and saints. So please take those big things and actually go it face to face. Again, not to be angry, not to fight, but just to know that God, Jesus Christ, started this church. And it's here to stand in the truth of Jesus. I also think with those things that are hard, if everybody has one, and just not sure why does the church believe this or that, what about my loved one is going through this situation or that? I think Jeremiah said a good line. "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed." Jeremiah was giving a prayer from his heart, and he was a little angry. And why is this? He's always giving all bad news, by the way, in his book in Jeremiah. But later he said, "But Lord, you are so in me that I cannot stop giving your good news. I can only proclaim, I can't stop." Well, some good thoughts today. Some big issues, some small, but those to grow and know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. He built His church, and He gave us for 2,000 years to show what is true and what can give us the peace and the love and the mercy from our God.